coming to you live from Bournemouth University and from across Dorset, in partnership with 90.1 Hope FM. This is your Election 15.
It is the start of an amazing long night. 12 hours we are going to be sat in these seats, Hannah.
It's going to be magical, Dom. It's going to be magical.
We're going to go live now to our reporter, Jason Lewis, who is at Poole Lighthouse, where the ballots are being counted for both Poole and Mid Dorset and North Poole.
So, Jason, tell me a little bit about Mid Dorset and North Poole. Why is it such a significant seat in Dorset?
Well, it's really significant in this election specifically, and it's the only non-conservative seat in the county. And it was such a close marginal last time round in 2010 with only 269 votes taking it in the favour of Annette Brooke. That's a majority of 0.64%. If David Cameron will have his eyes set here on Poole, and if he can win this seat in Mid Dorset and North Poole, it could be a good night for the Conservatives. It's definitely going to be a buzz. We've got plenty of TV cameras here, national news are here, and it's just great to be here, and I'm really expecting a very close run seat here in Mid Poole and North Dorset.
We are now joined by Stephanie Toshiva, who is at the Little Down Centre in Bournemouth. So, what is the atmosphere like right now at the counting station?
The atmosphere, I'd say, is buzzing with excitement as people are waiting to start counting the votes.
What results are you expecting tonight? Do you think it will follow the exit polls?
All the opinion polls up to now show that both of the constituencies are safe for the Conservatives. However, we need to note that the rise of UKIP has been great recently.
And what time are we expecting to hear the results this evening, Stephanie?
At 3:30 a.m. currently. I'll let you know if anything changes.
Okay, well, thank you, Stephanie. We'll speak to you again later.
So now, joining me in the studio, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say that on air. I just got in my cans in my ear that there is no Annette in the studio. I did kind of gather by the fact that...
the absence of a woman.
There is no woman other than Hannah in this studio. So, good evening and welcome to Mr. Dan Jackson and Stephen Jukes. How are you doing, fellas?
Great, thanks.
Yeah, very well. Expecting Annette to come through the door at any moment, we hope.
So are we.
We are now joined by our West Dorset reporter, Emily Wakefield, who is at Sir Osmond's Community Centre in Dorchester. So what is the atmosphere like this evening where you are?
It's quite calm at the moment. The first few ballot boxes have come in and people have started frantically counting.
So this area has only ever been served by Conservative MPs since 1885. Do you think there is any likelihood of that changing tonight when the results are in?
Well, I think this is a pretty safe seat for Conservatives. Oliver Letwin is quite popular here.
We now have got hold of Magdalena. She is in the North Dorset area this evening at the Blandford School. So, Magdalena, can you describe the general feeling at the counting station this evening?
People are getting relaxed and it's quite busy. It's quite lively. The atmosphere is quite good here in Blandford.
This is your Election 15. Get in touch using the hashtag YE50.
It's 2 a.m. I'm Jeff Buckridge and this is the latest news. And it's breaking news that the Conservatives hold a key Labour target seat in Nuneaton with a majority of 4,882. In the election so far, Labour have 9 seats and the Conservatives 4 seats. In Dorset, Lib Dem candidate Philip Eads has told us it's an indictment of the electoral system that Conservative Robert Sims didn't attend the Poole hustings.
As it turns out, Mr. Sims is quite right. What he said was he doesn't have to be here in Poole. It's a safe Tory seat. The opposition is split in at least 4 ways. And so he spent his time in Mid Dorset and North Poole. But unfortunately, you know, all that is an indictment of the electoral system. It isn't the love there is for him in Poole. He'll probably win tonight with about 40 to 45% of the vote, which means, you know, at least 50,000 people in Poole, their vote, either they didn't vote or their vote won't count.
You're up to date. Join us again at 2:30.
You're listening to Dom, and I'm joined here by Betty.
Yeah.
Not Hannah, but Betty. She'll do for now.
But first, we're joined live by our political editor, Alex Folcard.
Yes, I have an update. Just in recent time, we've seen a huge monumental shift in the geopolitical makeup of this country. I mean, Jim Murphy, the Labour Scottish leader, we've seen him toppled in a bout of what can only be described as SNP hysteria. I mean, they are snatching seats left, right and centre, in particularly from Labour, which have suffered monumentally. But the big story that has literally just come on the screens here in the radio room, Ed Davey tonight is a defeated man. The latest collateral for the Lib Dems. Will they live through the onslaught tonight to rue the day they got in bed with the Tories? That is the main story.
I'm going to have to instruct you very briefly. We're going to go live to Jason, who has some results on the Mid Dorset and North Poole constituency. Hello, Jason.
Oh, hi, Dom. This is fresh out of the press. We've got Mike Tomlinson on stage now, and that means it's been a win here for the Conservatives in the key marginal seat. A win of over 10,000 votes for Michael Tomlinson over Vicky Slade, but a good win for the Conservatives on what has been a very good night in this general election.
And what does the general atmosphere feel like to this result, Jason? Are people surprised?
I'm not really surprised. It came quite clear from an early stage that this was going to be the outcome here in Mid Dorset, and the buzz has been building, and there's a lot of cheering going on, with Michael Tomlinson speaking now on stage in front of me, talking very positively about how a great campaign they've ran.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thanks very much, Jason. I've just been told through my headset that we're going to have to go live to Steph with a new update. Looks like things are starting to come in. Hello, Steph.
There's been announcements in Bournemouth East and Bournemouth West. So in Bournemouth West, the winner with 2,155 votes cast is Conor Burns, a Conservative. For Bournemouth East, with 22,060 votes, the winner is again the Conservative Tobias Elud.
Thanks ever so much for that, Stephanie. Your hard work's been appreciated this evening. Go and get yourself some well-deserved rest. We're actually hearing right now that we're finding out whether Ed Balls has actually lost his seat. Some Labour sources confirm that he may well have.
He has.
And he has. That's just come through now on our feed. Ed Balls loses his seat.
Well, despite opinion polls in the last few months suggesting otherwise, it looks like the Conservative Party are on course to form a majority government.
And with the time approaching 8:30, this is where the radio coverage of your election 15 ends.
From all the radio team here at Talbot Campus, we thank you for joining us for our coverage of the 2015 general election. But from me, Hannah Trinder.
And from me, Don Belcher. Take care and bye-bye.
This is your Election 15.